Okay, friends. Today we are reading in the Disney's Animal Stories book. This is the 15th story in the book. Can you count with me to 15? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then last but not least, 15. Very good. The story today is called Walt Disney's Dumbo, the biggest ears ever. And in the picture, who do we see? The cutest little elephant you ever did see. I can't wait to read the story. So today's story is read by Mommy. And what's your name? What? Sorry, say that again. What kind of sound is that? What kind of sound is that? Oh, and I see. We're back to being angry birds? Nice. Nice. Okay. Well, Mommy and her very angry bird, do you have a color with you today? Are you a special color? Okay, he's three blue angry birds. We're glad you're with us today, friends. Are you ready? Do you know, I think there might be a bird in this story. Let's find out. Isn't he adorable? Cooed the lady elephants when they first saw the new baby. Mrs. Jumbo was beaming with pride. Lovingly, she caressed Jumbo Jr. with her trunk.
Choo!
The little elephant's sneeze shook his whole body and unraveled his large ears. The lady elephants couldn't believe their eyes. How awful! They cried, shaking their heads disapprovingly. You'll have to call him Dumbo. They laughed. Mrs. Jumbo was furious. She went to the corner of her circus car and swept her baby toward her, cuddling him protectively. He was perfect in her eyes, and she loved him dearly. You go, Mrs. Jumbo. Don't you let anybody make fun of your baby. He's the cutest thing I ever saw. And my angry bird agrees. Dumbo loved his mother, too. Playfully, he hid behind Mrs. Jumbo's legs, squealing with delight when she tapped him with her trunk.
Boop, boop, boop.
And when it was time for bed, his mother wrapped him up and rocked him to sleep. Dumbo felt safe and warm. The next day, they marched in the circus parade. People laughed when Dumbo tripped on his ears and fell in a mud puddle.
Hey, look at the little elephant with the big ears,
shouted a boy. He and his friends teased Dumbo. They pulled his ears so hard that Dumbo fell down when they let go. Trumpeting with rage, Mrs. Jumbo picked up a bale of hay and threw it to the ground.
Mad elephant,
shouted the crowd, and Mrs. Jumbo was soon tied in chains and sent to solitary confinement. Poor little Dumbo was all alone. Okay, so solitary confinement is what happens when, that means you're all by yourself in a room that you can't get out of, okay? You know how sometimes Mommy's like, I'm gonna go potty, and she goes into the bathroom and she closes the door, and you can't get in there because she's going potty? She's solitary in the bathroom. But confinement means that she wouldn't have any choice. She would have to go. And that part's not so great. Sometimes mommies need a minute. So it sounds like Mrs. Jumbo needs a minute to kind of contain herself because she's really upset because someone's being mean to her baby. And I want you to know, I would do the same thing, Mrs. Jumbo, if somebody tried to pick on my baby. Right? Mm-hmm. That's good parenting, Mommy. Let's see what happens. Heartbroken, he sat in a corner and cried while the big elephants gossiped and snickered.
What does that mean?
Good question. So to gossip is to talk about someone behind their back. It's not a very kind way to do things. In fact, we should never do that. We don't like to talk about people behind their back. It's not kind. And to snicker is to laugh at someone. Also not a very becoming thing. And these lady elephants, I don't know if I would call them ladies, because I think that ladies are usually well-mannered. And these female elephants are not at all well-mannered. And, you know, in all fairness, I feel like maybe Mrs. Jumbo needed to curb her temper a little bit.
Guess what?
Maybe she shouldn't have quite, like, thrown the bale of hay. But, like, she was upset. She was rightly right to be upset.
Guess
maybe,
what?
Maybe not to
guess what?
Throw the bale of hay. Yes.
Me and my friends, the mm-hmm. angry birds, mm-hmm. we talk about the pig behind their backs because they always build towers that are hard to destroy. And only the silver and bomb can blow up the rock.
Oh, I
in
see.
In their tower, so.
So you have to kind of you have to discuss strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Here's the thing. There's a difference between talking about someone when they're not there in the room with you, okay? But saying things about them that are like private things that you shouldn't talk about. See, when you're gossiping, you're talking about private things that shouldn't be talked about with other people, okay? And that's what these elephants are doing, okay? It's really not okay.
Us angry birds, yeah. We hate gossiping.
Oh, well, it's never fun to hate something, but if you're going to hate something, that's probably something good to hate. Let's see what happens.
Because gossiping is bad.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
We don't like it when the pigs gossip about us.
I agree. We should stop all gossiping.
Mm-hmm. They say that mm-hmm. they don't like it when Matilda shoots her bomb egg at them.
Wow, there's just so much to unpack there. You know, birds, let's talk more about this after we're done with this story. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. And when the little elephant walked toward them to eat some hay, they turned their backs on him. Poor little guy, thought Timothy Q Mouse. There he goes, without a friend in the world. Determined to do something about it, he followed Dumbo. I'm your friend, he promised, offering a peanut. I'll help you free your mother, but first we gotta make you a star. Although Timothy tried his best, Dumbo became a clown instead. The other clowns painted his face and dressed him like a baby. Pretending to rescue him from a burning building, they threw water in his face. But most humiliating of all, they pushed him down from a tall tower into a small bucket of water. Everyone laughed at the little elephant, and Dumbo felt so ashamed. After the show, he hung his head sadly as Timothy washed away the paint. Big tears fell down his cheeks. Poor little guy, thought Timothy. Cheer up, Dumbo, he said. I'm taking you to see your mother. The little elephant happily followed Timothy to the prison car. Mrs. Jumbo cried tears of joy as she rocked her baby, soothing him with a lullaby. And when they had to say goodbye, mother and son stretched their trunks, holding each other as long as they could. That night, Timothy and Dumbo had strange dreams. They were awakened by a flock of crows that were wondering how an elephant and a mouse had gotten so high in a tree. When Dumbo opened his eyes and saw that his dream was true, he lost his balance. Splash! He and Timothy landed in the pond below.
What was Dumbo's dream?
Oh, in the picture we can see. His dream has some pink elephants in it. And it looks like they might be on parade. But I'll tell you this much, friends. That is definitely a cinematic moment if you ever watch the movie. It is really interesting. Okay. How did we get into that tree? Timothy wondered. Dumbo, you can fly! He shouted joyfully, pointing to Dumbo's ears. Giving Dumbo a feather, Timothy encouraged him. You can do it! Just flap your ears! Suddenly, Dumbo was in the air. He was soaring! Dumbo and Timothy were overjoyed. As Dumbo stood in the burning tower that night, he held the magic feather in his trunk. But when he jumped, the feather slipped. He was falling fast. You don't need the feather, cried Timothy. You can fly without it. Seconds before hitting the ground, Dumbo spread his ears. Up, up he flew. He did loop-de-loops. He chased clowns. Dumbo even threw peanuts at the other elephants. And in the pictures. Well, no, we don't want to hurt our friends, even if they're not really our friends. We probably shouldn't do any harm. So I'm really not proud of Dumbo for doing that, but I can understand why he did it. Okay. You did it! Cried Timothy. Dumbo was a star. And hopefully he learned to make peace with those female elephants. They weren't very nice to him, but I'm sure he found a way to forgive them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I learned a way to forgive Bomb whenever he blew up when he was right next to my modeling clay me.
I see.
He blew up every time he was next.
It's very important to find a way to forgive. Yeah, I'm proud of you, little angry bird. Shall we continue to find out what happens next?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Soon he was making headlines. People cheered wherever he flew, but best of all, Dumbo's mother was released from the prison car, and they were together again. And it looks like they're ever going to be together forever, because in the picture we can see them hugging each other, and they're so happy.
And are they at the back of their train?
Yeah, they have the really nice train car in the caboose. It looks so nice. I'm so happy for Dumbo. I'm happy that he learned to forgive, and that he got his mommy back, and that he's going to live happily ever after, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.